みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lesson 10 of the new JLPT M3 Prep Course. I'm Jessie, and I'm here in the studio joined by...
こんにちは、みなさん、ナオミです。Hi everyone, Naomi here. 前回は、聴解の問題1を勉強しましたね。
Right. In the last lesson, we covered question 1 of the listening comprehension section.
このレッスンでは、問題2を勉強しましょう。
And in this lesson, we'll cover question 2 of the listening comprehension section.
この問題2は、実は2010年から新しくできました。
Question 2 is similar to question 1, but this is actually a new question format for the JLPT.
問題1と問題2は似ています。でも違うところは、問題2は choices を読む時間があるんです。
問題2 is different from 問題1 in that you are given time to read the answer choices before you hear the conversation. This is so that you can focus on getting the information you need. Because of this, you're expected to get more detailed information such as numbers,prices, dates, times, and so on. To get the most out of this lesson, we highly recommend that you print out the lesson notes PDF so that you can do the practice questions along with us. Naomi-sensei, can you please read us the instructions?
はい。問題2では、まず質問を聞いてください。その後、問題用紙を見てください。読む時間があります。
Listen to the question first. You are then given time to read the answer choices.
それから、話を聞いて、問題用紙の1から4の中から正しい答えを1つ選んでください。
Then listen to the short conversation or paragraph to find the answer. Choose the best answer from 1 to 4. So here, you are given time to read the answer choices before the audio portion begins.
Right. Make sure you listen to the questions carefully so that you know what to look for.
Okay, in this lesson, we're going to do a different kind of exercise to get you ready for the listening.
Let me guess. Dictation practice, right?
That's right. Dictation refers to writing something down exactly as you hear it. You can't really get much better listening practice than that.
そうですね。You will hear an audio passage. The sentences with blanks are in the PDF.
Please listen to the audio and fill in the blanks as best you can. One thing, though.Don't worry about trying to write it all down in one go. That's not the point of the exercise. If you need to, stop the audio and replay it over and over until you catch it all and can write it down. Okay, are you ready? Let's start. Get your pens and pencils ready.
1番
明日持ってこなければならないものは何ですか
?2番
この店では来週10万円のテレビはいくらになりますか
?3番
レッスンについて質問がある人は何番を押しますか
?4番
じゃあ明日9時に学校で。
え?8時半じゃないの?
やだ。田中くん、先生の話聞いてなかったの
?9時は出発時間だよ。集合時間はその30分前だよ。パンフレットにも書いてあるよ。ほら、ちゃんと読んで。
嘘。そうなの?ちょっと学校に電話して先生に聞いてみる。
Okay, so how did you do? Don't hesitate to listen to it over and over until you can write down all of it.
Now, let's move on to an actual practice question, like you will find on the test.
Keep your lesson notes out so you can follow along. The answer choices are printed in there, and you'll need to see those to do this question. Okay, let's get started.
1番。
男の人がラジオでお店の宣伝をしています。このお店では来週10万円のテレビはいくらになりますか？
ビッグテレビでは来週1週間特別大セールをいたします。特に安くなる商品は4つ。テレビ、パソコン、プリンター、冷蔵庫です。テレビは3割引きです。最新のテレビも3割安くなりますよ。パソコンとプリンターは4割引き。最新のパソコン、プリンターがなんと 40% オフです。そしてなんと、冷蔵庫は5割引き。お店にあるどの冷蔵庫でも半額で買えてしまうんです。その他のものでも 10% オフになるものもあります。来週はぜひビッグテレビに来てください。
このお店では来週10万円のテレビはいくらになりますか？
Okay, did you get the answer? First of all, Naomi Sensei, what was the question asking?
このお店では来週10万円のテレビはいくらになりますか?
At this store next week, how much will a 100,000 yen TV cost?
And the answer was?
2番です。Choice 2, 7万円, 70,000 yen.
This is one of those questions where it would really help to take notes as you're listening. In fact, we recommend this for all of the listening questions.
Yes, but especially these kinds that deal with numbers.
By the way, what were the key sentences in the audio that told us the answer?
テレビは3割引きです。
TVs are 30% off. なるほど。In this problem, we heard the words
割
and
割引
a lot, actually. When talking about prices and discounts, you'll hear these a lot, won't you?
Yes, very good point. 割 is a Japanese unit meaning 10%.
So, 1割 would be 10%?
そうです。2割 would be 20%. 3割 would be 30% and so on.
Ah, that makes sense. And 引き means off.
そうです。So, for example, 3割引き means 30% off or 30% off.
You may also hear the word パーセント too. 30%, which is the same thing as 3割.
そうです。The question asked how much a 100,000 yen TV would cost on sale. So you are required to do a simple calculation.
Right. 30% off of 100,000 leaves you with 70,000. So that's how we got our answer.
そうですね。Keep in mind that you may be required to do some simple calculation like this on the actual test as well.
There was also another word related to price in the problem.
Ah, 半額.
Yes, 半額. This is made up of two characters.
The first one is 半, which means half. And the second one is 額, which means amount or price. So 半額 means 50% off or 5割引き.
So altogether, half price. And if you change the first character, 半, to 全, which means all, you get
全額,
the total or full amount.
Right. Now, this listening problem had a lot of information in it, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It may have sounded like a blur of information. So let's go back to it and try doing the dictation practice like we did in the beginning of the lesson.
Ah, いいですね。やってみましょう。
In the PDF, you'll find the transcript for this problem with many parts left blank. We'll play the audio once again, so please listen closely and write down as much as you can. Again, please go back and listen to it as many times as you need to write it all down. This will really help train your ear. Naomi-sensei, are we ready to play the clip again?
Yes. 頑張ってください。
1番。
男の人がラジオでお店の宣伝をしています。このお店では来週 10万円のテレビはいくらになりますか？
ビッグテレビでは来週1週間特別大セールをいたします。特に安くなる商品は4つ。テレビ、パソコン、プリンター、冷蔵庫です。テレビは3割引きです。最新のテレビも3割安くなりますよ。パソコンとプリンターは4割引き。最新のパソコン、プリンターがなんと 40% オフです。そしてなんと、冷蔵庫は5割引き。お店にあるどの冷蔵庫でも半額で買えてしまうんです。その他のものでも 10% オフになるものもあります。来週はぜひ、ビッグテレビに来てください。
このお店では、来週、10万円のテレビはいくらになりますか？
皆さん、どうでしたか？
Were you able to transcribe all or most of the problem? The full transcript is in the PDF, so please check your transcript against it to see how you did.
That's all for this lesson.
Until next time,
じゃあまた。
Well, that's all for this lesson. Please stay tuned as we cover more listening in the next lesson. See you all next time.
じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.